An hour later, Kevin walked down the center aisle of the MGM Grand Garden Arena, his eyes dazzled by the bright lights, pay-per-view cameras, and shouting fans. He kept checking and rechecking the seat number on his ticket. The boxing ring was getting closer and closer, and there was still no sign of his row. It seemed like he'd be sitting right on George Foreman's lap. He was at row 10 when he heard a whistle erupt from somewhere to his right. "Hey, big money!" He looked over and saw Patrick Ewing and the other Knicks waving at him. His ears rang as he stopped for a moment to shake their hands. Everyone in the rows behind craned to get a good look at him, trying to figure out who this Asian kid was. They figured he had to be someone famous, hanging out with the celebrity basketball players. Kevin took another cigar from Ewing, then bid them all good luck. He finally found his seat, seven rows in front of theirs, right up by the ropes. With some difficulty, he found Martinez, Fisher, Mickey, and the rest spread out across the front section of the arena, separated by wealthy strangers and A-list celebrities. Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, Kevin Costner, Jack Nicholson, Charlie Sheen. Somehow, in the visual cacophony that was Vegas, the MIT geeks seemed to fit in. For a brief second, Kevin locked eyes with Fisher, who raised his palms to the cavernous ceiling. "Here we are. What do you think?" Kevin was trying to come up with a response when the light suddenly went out. Loud music exploded from speakers embedded in the walls, and the entire arena shook as the hungry crowd leaped to its feet. The fight was about to begin.